Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another travel ban from the Trump administration. The president banning people from countries his administration has deemed dangerous, including Afghanistan, Myanmar, Iran, and Sudan. His first travel ban in the first administration was issued in 2016 against predominantly Muslim countries. Some legal experts are advising immigrants to make virtual appearances at ICE hearings rather than show up in person because people at routine check-ins in some cases have been taken into custody.
For the longest time, advocates have said that these courtrooms were safe spaces where migrants could come in and actually follow the law the way they are being told to do and eventually lead to citizenship, right? Hopefully here in the United States. This is turning that theory upside down. And really, advocates are saying that this is a scare tactic.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. President Trump meeting at the White House today with a new German chancellor. Heavy smoke intrusion from Canadian wildfires still hitting Wisconsin, Michigan, and parts of Illinois. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow language interpreters in state courts to appear for hearings and trials virtually. Proponents of the legislation say the state has a shortage of qualified interpreters, and allowing virtual appearances could make the justice system more efficient. Under current state law, interpreters must appear in person during trials, but can appear virtually for some hearings. Critics say virtual interpreter appearances could lead to miscommunications, eroding the rights of victims and defendants. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has reported over 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested during the spring hunting season. According to preliminary data from the agency, the statewide hunter success rate was about 22%, with nearly 230,000 turkey authorizations sold. The mark also represents the fifth time the state crossed the 50,000 turkey mark since the agency began managing the hunt in 1983, and officials expect it to be one of the highest spring turkey harvests of any state in the country. A Shell Lake woman was arrested on Tuesday following a high-speed chase that began in Barron County and ended in Rusk County. Barron County Sheriff's Department officials say they attempted to stop a vehicle being driven by Jess Blake on County Road M near U.S. Highway 8 for traffic and registration infractions. Blake is accused of fleeing the traffic stop, reaching speeds of 70 miles per hour as she continued on County Road M. She was taken into custody after driving into a property in Rusk County where her vehicle became stuck in a patch of mud. A Hayward man has been charged after a traffic stop allegedly led to the recovery of nearly 500 grams of methamphetamine. According to court documents, 44-year-old Jeffrey Snyder was charged in Barron County Circuit Court with felony possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine and four misdemeanors. Authorities say a Flock camera flagged Snyder's car before they initiated a traffic stop last week, and a K-9 unit alerted them to the potential presence of narcotics. He's facing up to 40 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The crew beat the Reds.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers getting home runs yesterday from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins. Daz Cameron hit one 437 feet into center field on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
They're now 12-8 against them.
3-2, hammered out towards left center field, and it is gone for Daz Cameron. That's his fourth hit of the trip, his first home run as a Brewer, and it's 5-1 Milwaukee.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Reds to take the series 2-1. Milwaukee's now beat Cincinnati 12 series in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Really proud of our club to respond the way it did. Really, really proud of it.
Golf, the AmFam Championship going on this weekend at TPC Golf Course, just north of Madison.
That's the end game, right? I mean, that's why we're all doing this, to give back to not only the Children's Hospital here in town, but to all the other charities that we can impact and give money to, and to support those people and to give back.
That's Wisconsin golfer Steve Stricker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County. This hour's keyword is MELT, M-E-L-T. Melt. Text the word MELT in and good luck.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100.
Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Wayne York, who makes the popcorn pick of the week. And then organized crime expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk about presidents and their connections to the mob.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the program here. It's a beautiful Thursday. It's going to be a nice day, I guess, here in Portland. Warm temperatures coming to the rest of the country. In our first hour here, Greg Palast is going to drop by and tell us about the great American tariff scam in just a moment. Also, how to make blue waves and make young voters care. And people whose family members have been killed by big insurance companies are withholding payments, or the insurance companies withholding payments are starting to fight back. We'll tell you about that in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of the program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with a live report from Kyiv, Ukraine. On how things are going there. Also, Republicans are setting American women up to die. This is a pretty shocking change in a hospital emergency room policies. Just came out of the White House. And also, does the Republican Party think retirees are useless? The House Republican Study Committee, the group that basically writes legislation for the GOP in the House of Representatives, wants to raise the retirement age to 69. And meanwhile, Social Security employees are warning about massive delays in payments and checks, and the Republicans continue their never-ending war against retired people. Well, you know, what's the deal here? Do they just think that anybody over 60 is a useless eater? And in the third hour of our program, more indications of a recession coming. The economy never does well when Republicans are in charge, and Trump is arguably one of the worst ever presidents. And a crazy alert, Trump picked a fresh out of college 22-year-old to lead our Office of Terror Prevention. Why? Well, it has something to do with this administration's affection for white terrorists. But to start off, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled The Great American Tariff Scam, starring Donald Trump as the savior who sells you out. It was written by Greg Palast, my old friend, our former BBC reporter. In addition to being a brilliant journalist, he's also an economist, you know, with an actual degree, and has done work for the Steelworkers Union and other groups for over the years. Greg, welcome back to the program. So, give us, you know, set this thing up for us. What is the main premise of this article that you wrote today that we published?
Well, we got this tariff game is a terrible con job, and unfortunately, it's the steelworkers who are paying the price. Now, you think, oh, steelworkers, the tariffs have gone up this week to 50% on steel and aluminum. They're already at 25%. And Trump did his sickening photo op, you know, with you've got the hard hat, the guys in the hard hats in front of coils of steel. And he says, I've saved your jobs. Well, here's the facts, buddy. Since you raised the tariffs through the roof, imports have gone up 3.6% over the Biden administration last year. So imports are up despite massive tariffs. Production, right? The whole point of this is to have more steel made in America. It's gone down since you imposed your tariffs. Worse, prices have gone up by more than a third, 38.5%. That is stunning. What don't we have in America that isn't made out of steel or aluminum? And what's been the result? And here's the terrible thing. Total employment in the steel industry is completely flatlined. In fact, a study done for the Defense Department says if it weren't for the $1 trillion infrastructure program from Biden, these tariffs would have caused steel employment to drop. Cleveland Cliffs has announced that it's laying off 1,200 steelworkers shortly. This is their response to Trump's tariffs. By the way, that comes out to understand how important steel is in our economy. You're talking about price inflation. According to Yale University studies, the average American family will pay $2,800 this year because of steel and aluminum imports if they stick all year. And so it's the steel workers who are taking it in the neck. And I wanted to mention, as you said, I was at a, you know, I used to have a job, which was to be an economist and an investigative economist. And the steel workers union came to me back in 1977 and said, should we support these tariffs against Japanese steel? They're taking all our jobs. And I said, well, I'll look into it. And what I found out that the higher the tariff, the fewer jobs in steel. You raise those tariffs. Now, how does that happen? It just doesn't make any sense, right? You raise the price on foreign steel, like from Canada, and supposedly that should lead us to have more jobs in the United States. But what happens is greed. As soon as you eliminate competition from foreign sources, American steel companies raise their prices through the roof. As I said, so far, up 38.5%. That's more than a third. That's devastating to our economy. And it's devastating to the steelworkers because when you raise prices by that massive amount, you don't sell as much steel. General Motors, for example, will simply replace steel with plastic, or they will stop making their minimal margin cars. They just sell fewer cars. Why does this happen? Because steel company bosses, their owners, which right now are mostly hedge fund managers, that the steel company bosses are not in the business of making steel. They're in the business of making profits, and their profits have shot through the roof. So the tariffs are all about enriching these guys. In fact, this is the weirdest one, Tom. The Department of Defense issued a report, and it is titled, and I kid you not, this is Department of Defense, Trump's tariffs enrich steel barons. That's the official report from the Department of Defense. Now, I assume that Hegwich has gotten rid of the author of that study. But and who are they? For example, Dan Loeb of Third Point, a vulture investor we should all be afraid of. And he seized a big hunk of United States steel. And one of the tragic things is that Trump went to the U.S. steel plant to U.S. steel mill in Pennsylvania and declaring, you know, I've saved your jobs. Well, guess what? He said he saved his jobs because he cut a deal with Nippon Steel, the Japanese company, to come in and invest $14 billion. First of all, he's not the savior. He killed that deal, which, by the way, was bargained by a senator named John Fetterman. He's a Democrat, I've heard. Now, Fetterman pushed Nippon Steel to commit to a $14 billion makeover of these old steel mills. We have ancient steel mills that ought to be in the Smithsonian, because the asset strippers wouldn't put in a penny. But Fetterman worked with Nippon Steel to get them to agree to put in $14 billion. Trump vetoed the deal. He killed the deal. He killed the jobs that were going to be created. He killed those jobs. And then he flips around and claims that he did the Nippon deal, not Fetterman, and he saved everyone's job. It's like an arsonist saying, I put out the fire and I caught the guy that burnt down the building. It's me, but, you know, hey, give me credit. So what Trump is doing is enriching steel barons, asset strippers, vulture investors, not giving a damn about what actually happens on the shop floor. We're losing 1,200 workers right now at Cleveland Cliffs Mills. This is what he's doing is an American tragedy, and it's a con job. It's a total con job.
Greg, back in 1965, the U.S. Supreme Court prevented Buster Brown and I'm forgetting the other company's name, but two shoe companies from merging. Because the combined company would control 5.6% of the shoe market. And they considered that to be a violation of the Sherman Act. You've got Nucor Corporation controlling, you know, about 13% of the total steel market in the United States. So you got basically four companies that control most of it: Nucor, Cleveland-Cliffs, Steel Dynamics, and U.S. Steel. Wouldn't, if ending foreign competition allows these essentially monopolistic companies or oligopolistic companies to raise prices, you know, in concert because there's a lack of competition, isn't the solution, rather than doing away with tariffs, and which is, you know, fine if you want to do that, but wouldn't the solution be to break up these big companies to generate competition domestically?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of my recommendations to United Steelworkers when I was their economic advisor. I said one of the big problems, one of the reasons why prices are going through the roof and steel production and steel employment go down when tariffs go up, is that there's no competition. So you, when you have Nucor, Cleveland-Cliffs, U.S. Steel, and Mittal controlling the market, the four of them, they just move in lockstep and they say, oh, tariffs? Wow, let's break open the champagne because we can now raise our prices through the roof.
Right, just like the airlines and the drug companies and everybody else. I mean, it
so seems if they like... had to compete, if they had to compete internally in the United States, they'd be reducing their prices, maximizing their output. But when you have an oligopoly structure, and now I'm getting into the details of my report for the steelworkers, but you got it exactly. Oligopoly is at the heart of this problem. And of course, that's, you know, the oligopolists are otherwise known as the Trump supporters.
Yeah, or robber barons.
I mean, robber barons.
We used to call them.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, like Dan, you know, like guys like Dan Loeb, as soon as he gets his sticky fingers involved, I'm very worried. But again, these guys strip the assets from these companies. Like U.S. Steel is down to its underpants, and Fetterman got $14 billion, and Trump almost killed the whole thing. So the only thing that happened is that he took credit for what Fetterman has done. But by raising the tariffs, you're going to lose steelworker jobs. And plus, talk about it, and remember the other jobs in the economy. For every steelworker, there are 80 workers who depend on steel, which is purchased. Right. So when those prices go up, you're threatening the entire economy with a basic product.
So forgive the interruption. We just have a minute and 15 seconds left here before we hit a hard break. So essentially in 1983, when Reagan ordered the DOJ, the SEC, and the FTC to stop essentially enforcing the Sherman Act and the Clayton Antitrust Act and the Antitrust Act of 1956, the resulting merger and acquisition mania really completely altered the rules of economics in the United States to the point that tariffs don't even work the way they worked before 1983. Is that the essence of what you're saying?
Right. Because right now, tariffs protect oligopolists. They don't protect workers. Right. There are certain conditions, like I've written, as you'll see in the article, in my book, Best Democracy Money Can Buy, I have Ed Asner reading, and you can hear it from your site, reading What Price is Storgasm about Walmart. You know, to get a $15 toaster, do we really want a tortured Uyghur prisoner making our products? That's one. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason for tariffs when there's a moral basis. But in the case of, but the other thing, Tom, we don't want those jobs back. Believe it or not, we are giving up. For example, when Trump said he wanted to impose tariffs on iPhones, they retaliated by canceling Boeing and China, and killing the Boeing contract.
Right, and those putting screws into iPhones pay $2.18 an hour in China. That's crazy.
Greg Palast. $25 an hour.
Yeah, there you go. The great Greg Palast. You can read all about it. Hang on just a second here.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
At HartmanReport.com today, but also Greg Palast Investigates. Go over to Substack.com and plug in Greg Palast Investigates. You'll find his site. Greg, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome, Tom.
Have you you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. Swears by it. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a health
healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots, excuse me, with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Vibrance.com/Tom to get up to 37% off and free shipping.
He stood in a mill with his red tie tied, told the boys in hard hats, I'll stand and fight. But behind that grin and the photo flash was a deal with the devil and a payday stash. Steel was strong, but the truth is cold. He sold out the workers for a bar of gold. Laid off in Gary, gone in Duluth, while the billionaires laughed in their tailored suits. It's the great American terrorist scam. A fistful of promises, a smokescreen sham. Jobs fall down while the prices climb, and the ones that get rich are the friends of the crime. He said, I'm here to help, then he took what he can. That's the great American tariff scam. Steel rolls rusting by the railroad track, while Wall Street wolves keep slapping off backs. They killed the
HartmanReport.com today. A blue wave is coming. This is fascinating. Keishon Scott ran for a Democratic seat in the U.S. or for a seat in the U.S. excuse me, in the South Carolina House of Representatives, and the election was night before last Tuesday night. It was a special election. Very few people show up for special elections. In fact, only 3,500 people voted in this election. So you can't say that this is like the biggest signal ever to come. And the previous Democratic incumbent won this seat by 20 points in 2022, although Kamala Harris only carried this district by 5 points in 2024. But Keishon Scott won this by 41 points. He won over 70% of the vote. There's a bunch of special elections coming up we need to keep our eyes on. On June 10th, which is, what, next Tuesday, we're going to have Florida State House Districts 3 and 32, Florida State Senate District 19, Massachusetts State House District number 3, Oklahoma, two state district elections and a primary and a general election September 9th in Oklahoma. On June 24th, 2 weeks from Tuesday, there'll be a Alabama State Senate District election, a California State Assembly District, a general election, Florida State Senate. July 8th, that's, what, about 4 weeks from now, the Rhode Island State Senate District 4. And July 15th, there'll be primary elections and runoff elections in both Alabama and Arizona. So keep your eye on these things. So far, what we're seeing is every special election that's been held since Donald Trump was elected has just overwhelmingly gone to Democrats. I mean, this guy won more than 70% of the vote. It's amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Meanwhile, young man gets denied his asthma inhaler and dies. His family is suing. I'll tell you about that right after the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Emily Mills will join us from the recombobulation area on an intriguing story about AI and its effect on the environment, as well as what's worse. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are highlighting the economic impact of the state's dairy industry in honor of Dairy Month. According to DATCP data, the dairy industry contributes over $50 billion of economic impact in the state and supports over 120,000 jobs. Wisconsin has more dairy farms than any other state in the country, and about 80% of the milk produced is exported. About 20% of Wisconsin's milk products are exported internationally. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing gun control legislation after Republican lawmakers on the Joint Committee on Finance removed the measures from Governor Tony Evers' biennial budget proposal. The legislation is currently being circulated for co-sponsorship and included measures to expand background checks, institute red flag laws, and create a mandatory 48-hour waiting period to purchase a handgun. Democratic lawmakers say the proposal is meant to save lives, while Assembly Speaker Robin Voss referred to it as overreaching restrictions. With the recent closure of Northland College in Ashland, the Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation at Northland College is rebranding. The center, which is a nonprofit that is not directly affiliated with the now-closed school, will now be known as the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research. The organization has also relocated its office to the Ashland Area Development Corporation complex. In addition to the rebranding, the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research also plans to bring in some of the former Northland College faculty members. The City of Rice Lake's oil recycling station on Allen Street officially closed on Tuesday after 45 years of operation. City officials say they made the decision to close the site because they were unable to continuously monitor it after it moved to Allen Street. Residents from outside Barron County often used the oil recycling station, but also often spilled some of their oil or deposited chemicals they should not have been depositing. Area residents who need to recycle their oil should now do so at the County Waste Oil and Antifreeze Collection Facility in Barron. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us, plus our regular Week in Review panelists, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, and journalist Jennifer Schulze and Mark Jacob.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
They said it was a fair fight, democracy at play. But behind the curtain, shadows stole the day. Purged from the rows, voices erased. An election twisted, democracy disgraced. But Greg Palast hit the trail with truth as his guide, exposing the schemes they tried to hide. He followed the balance, the games they spun, proving one clear fact: Trump lost suppression.
About 35 minutes past the hour. So something funky's going on with our phones this morning. And Mateo, our call screener, can't hear anybody. But I'm going to just see if I can hear anybody. I'm going to try Len in Woodmere, New York. I just put you on the air. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I can. I was wondering what was going on.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on. If you call in, Mateo will put you on hold. But for some reason, we can't figure out. He can't talk to you. But apparently, I can, so that's fine. Len, what's on your mind today?
Well, it's been a while since I spoke to you, and I just heard you talking about NextGen, which reminded me of what I was saying the last time, which is, and I've, you know, it's been proven already by, I fly back and forth to Florida. I run into Fox viewers on the plane next to me. The energy that would be required to change somebody from a Fox viewer to an MSNBC viewer, you know, can't compute. I mean, there's just no level of energy that computes. But we should all be spending time trying to find people who did not vote and get them involved in our lives to the point where you say, look, I need you to vote for me. I'm not asking you to vote for you. Just get them involved. You know, get them start talking to you about the issues that are affecting them, and they'll realize that they're better off voting against the Republicans than letting things go on the way they are and getting, you know, 10, 20, 30 more million people voting this next go-round.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's like everybody getting involved and getting two or three people, you know, in their lives who haven't voted, and getting them down to the polls. You know, not being overbearing, just being a good neighbor. And if everybody did that, everybody listening here, talk to their friends. I was thinking of actually putting this in a YouTube video. My daughter said, oh, I'll go on YouTube and find, there's a how-to, I'm sure, for how to do something. I said, I realized I should make a YouTube video on how to win an election.
Yeah.
And that basically we have to get a lot more people involved who haven't voted before to push the numbers over.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other problem, I mean, there's two problems with young voters. Number one is not most of them, but you know, well over 40% of them don't participate and don't vote. And the other is that, the Russian trolls, the Republicans, the right-wing billionaires are spending a fortune on, subsidizing and putting out their right-wing social media stuff to try to basically indoctrinate these people. I mean, it's
right. You were talking about young people. I'm talking about people 40, 50, 60 haven't been voting. All through the age spectrum, people haven't been voting.
Yeah.
And we've just got to get to know a couple of them. Everybody has got to get to know a couple of them and bring them out to the polls for the first time. You know,
there you go.
Show them the issues, and I'm sure you'll get them on your side instead of the dictators.
Okay. Len, thanks a lot for the call.
Great to hear from
you. You're welcome.
I don't have your name. All I have is your phone number. It ends with 7353. You want to tell us your name and calling from Los Angeles? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hey, you're on the air, but I don't have your name. What is your name?
RB from Orange County, actually, Tom. I'd like to echo the previous your guest, Pallas, and his issue with tariffs. When Trump first announced the tariffs, I went to a protest rally, and my sign read, "Smoot Hawley, not a success for the U.S. Mm-hmm. Stupid Trump tariffs."
Yeah.
So they are crazy, and it just shows how out of touch he is with modern economics. But I'd like to zoom out for a moment, Tom, and suggest that we try to reclaim the English language in order to reframe the political debate. And it basically starts with one word that's used every day in newspeak, and it's conservative. These people are not conservative. They're anti-American, radical right-wing extremists, and they're hell-bent on destroying the foundational elements of our constitutional democratic republic, namely the separation of church and state, separation of powers, peaceful transfer of apparent power and habeas corpus and the rule of law. These are our foundations, and they want to rip these to shreds.
Yep.
So can we please, everyone in the truth-based media and the general population who are aware of what's going on, please stop. Don't allow them to call themselves conservatives. Don't call them conservatives. They're not. They're radical, pro-fascist, right-wing extremists.
Yeah.
And the only traditions these people wish to conserve are really the darkest forces, yeah. Racism, sexism, the right to amass unlimited, obscene amounts of wealth, and to use that wealth to dictate and control the general population, which is not to our benefit. And I know you're aware of all this, but if we could start with, it's Orwellian to call them conservative. And I know you're aware of all this. Thank you for the good work you do. Let's reclaim the English language. It's completely ironic that folks on the left tend to be better educated and better informed than folks on the right, and yet we've allowed them to hijack the language, which is the tool to debate with.
Yeah, well,
and
I agree.
As we look forward,
we haven't just allowed them to, though, RB. I mean, they've spent a fortune doing this.
But the left uses the same term. You call them conservative. Everyone calls them conservative. They're not. Let's start with
they're reactionaries.
Calling them conservative.
Yeah.
And the only real conservatives, as you probably know, and there aren't many, they parted ways, with the Trumplican magosphere.
Right.
Politicians like Liz Cheney, David Jolly, folks at the Lincoln Club, news anchors like Nicole Wallace. There are no conservatives in the Trumplican magosphere.
No, and the few people who pretend to be conservatives are really having a struggle right now because they've got this persona, the Tom Tillis is out there. I can't comment on memes. It's like they've got this persona of being conservative that they've got to promote. Yes, I'm a John McCain because but in fact, they're just sellouts. I mean, that's the story of the GOP. RB, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Your comments are well taken and well said. Paul in Benton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Hey, Tom, use that, for illustration. Elmer Fudd shooting at the fly with a shotgun.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of another one that Democrats could actually use, and that's where Wile E. Coyote goes to shoot the Roadrunner with the ray gun, and the Roadrunner holds up a mirror, and it reflects right back on the coyote, and he turns into a little pile of dust with two eyeballs. Yeah. And, just take Mike Johnson. They ought to be calling him Phony Christian MAGA Mike Johnson. Make him defend himself. And they said, why do you call him Phony Christian? Hey, the guy's a flat-out liar. You cut health care, you cut SNAP benefits and everything else. Come on. What kind of Christian is that?
Yeah.
And, make them defend themselves. you know, instead of, we're always, you know, Democrats are always defending themselves. And, you know, it's funny, right after the election on MSNBC, Joe Scarborough had on Amy Walter from Cook Political Report. And she said that they took all the polls, Democrat, Republican polls, conservative, liberal, outlier polls, and, you know, fed all the information and got it back. And she said the most surprising thing she saw in every poll, the top three issues were the cost of living, immigration, and the cost of health care. Yeah. And the Democrats failed to capitalize on that. Like, come on, Kamala Harris, I mean, you know, I mean, hey, let's face it, she was a noun, a verb, an abortion. And Democrats have to start appealing to, for example, the two largest voting blocs are veterans and senior citizens. And how you could lose the senior citizens' vote and the veterans' vote when all the Republicans do is crap all over the veterans, use them for props, and just scare the bejesus out of senior citizens. Yeah. And, you know, you have them, you know, you have veterans voting against their own benefits, and you have senior citizens voting against their benefits.
You can thank,
and those are the two of the largest voting blocks. Democrats have to get them back instead of going after these little splinter groups.
No, I get that. And like I said, you can thank Rupert Murdoch for that. I mean, you know, the Fox machine, this you know, multi-billion dollar right-wing machine.
That's why we have to come up with better tactics.
Yeah, I'm with you. Paul, thank you. And we need to be talking about the stuff that, you know, is traditional Democratic Party stuff, which is what I was talking about earlier. You know, health care, education, housing. I mean, these are basic things where the Republicans are absolutely on the wrong side of the argument in every single case. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you.
Not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Substitutions Extra.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for young people, but for everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text 511-511 to or Hartman to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
With a big old stick and a shotgun track, but you're shooting wild, you're missing the wall, hitting your friends and watching them fall. Shout from a Twitter heart.
Just a few minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Mark in Homeland, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up. On Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, George Clooney live streaming on CNN. Good night and good luck. The whole Edward R. Murrow versus Joe McCarthy thing. Just wanted to point that out and maybe get your reaction if you have one.
I will be watching it or at least recording it. I may have to make a trip to New York because my best friend died and he lived in New York and I'm the executor of his estate and there's all this court stuff. And I was actually looking forward to it because I would love to see that play. I mean, Clooney's an amazing actor and that's an incredible story, but I'm going to watch it on CNN. Thanks for the heads up, Mark. It's a good one.
Yeah, everybody should set their DVRs if they can't watch it live. It's probably going to be some history made, and the good kind of history, not the bad kind.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating. Mark, thanks for the heads up on that. Appreciate the call. Joe in Chicago. Hey, Joe, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's on your mind today?
I just wanted to vent about
a lot of errors that the Democratic Party has made over a long time. And one of the main ones is our naivety in thinking that the free market of speech is a good thing, and that given time, facts and rational science and the lessons from history will win out over the noise and the false information that's put out there. And the reality is, truth just does not have a chance when going head-to-head against just outright lies.
And big money.
Anybody that's worked in, and anybody that's worked in sales has experienced that it's extremely hard to be an honest salesperson. You compete against people that are completely dishonest and lie and cheat.
Right.
And that's one reason that we have a lot of contract laws and regulations, is to prevent that from, you know, being, you know, open, that open season in the sales world.
Yep.
That you have to, you know, represent your product honestly and all of this. But in politics, our truth and facts doesn't win against these outright lies.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so when the Republicans say, oh, we're raising the funds of, that we're putting in for Medicaid after reducing them, we can't compete by trying to tell them the truth, because it's just too compelling to listen to these pipe dreams that snake oil people want to sell.
Well, I think we can compete by telling the truth. We just need to be very clear about the truth and also identify their lies.
I wish that were true, but that hasn't worked, and we're falling deeper and deeper away. Yeah. You know, from
so what's effective. The alternative, Joe? What would you suggest we do?
The alternative is that we need to think about what we mean by free speech and have a lot more regulated speech. And,
oh, like Germany, you mean? I'm talking modern Germany, like, you know, where there's certain kinds of hate speech that are legal here and are illegal there. Is that what you're talking about?
There's part of that. That we, if you have, the problem is, if you have a good judge and a prosecutor brings a bad charge, the good judge is supposed to have an evidentiary hearing and throw out the stuff that's no good.
Right, determine the truth.
Allow what is good. And, you know, likewise, it's like the pornography laws, in that we really can differentiate between art and somebody publishing death threats. It's not really that complicated. There may be some lines in there that get a little murky, but you can't have a Fox News pretending to be a news station and just telling all these lies.
Well, under the First Amendment, actually, we don't have a choice. And I would be very reluctant to have the government regulating Fox News, because
the next
thing they'll regulate is CBS, you know?
I understand all that. But if we have a good... If the judges are bad, it's messed up. But if the judges are good, it's good. And as we move on to the AI world...
This is, you know, what John Adams said, you know, if men were angels, there'd be no need for the law.
But as we move into the AI world, it's really important.
Yeah, I'm not going to trust AI either, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm out of time here. I got to run. On the other side of this break, we're going to have a conversation with Phil Itner in Ukraine. We'll find out what's going on with that. And also for the folks who are on hold, just a heads up, we're going to try and reset our phones again and see if we can make everything work. So there may be 4 or 5 minutes here where you won't be able to get through, but try again.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings on a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County. This hour's keyword is MELT, M-E-L-T. MELT. Text the word MELT in and good luck.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100.
Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump is hosting Germany's new chancellor. And before holding bilateral talks, the president spoke about issuing travel bans on more than a dozen countries, most of them Muslim. The president says he issued the ban after the firebomb attack at a Jewish rally. The suspect is originally from Egypt. The president was asked why Egypt was not on the travel ban.
Egypt has been a country that we deal with very closely. They have things under control.
Suspect Mohammed Solomon is due back in court later today to face additional charges. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously in favor of a U.S. gun manufacturer's. Justices blocked the liability lawsuit brought by the government of Mexico, which wanted to hold U.S. companies accountable for the trafficking of weapons south of the border to fuel violence by cartels. In another case, the court's siding with an Ohio woman, alleging she was discriminated against as she tries to bring an employment claim against the state based on her heterosexual orientation. This is ABC News.